Starting afresh has always been a consistent theme for the successful. Welcome to the Inspirational Excellence Podcast, Episode 1. Starting afresh has always been a consistent theme for the successful. It is a trait not to be frowned upon, but to be celebrated. Rejuvenation, refocused, reinvention are the stuff of new beginnings. The ability to make quick recoveries is key to longevity in your chosen field. Embrace and do not shy away from beginning again. It takes courage, but it is worth it. Stick to the basics. Stick to what made you successful in the first place. Keep it simple. Avoid clutter. Be clear. Be clear on who you are. Be clear on what your talents are. Be clear on what you want. Be clear on what you need to do to achieve your goals. Focus on one thing. Do one thing excellently in your life. Excel at it. Have a long-term perspective in your opportunity. Don't mistake the forest for the trees. See things for what they are. I have seen so many consultants coming into the sales and marketing business, and then after a few weeks decide that this business is not for them because this business is not working. This is of course not true. This business and many other businesses are working, but it's up to the individual to make a success of the particular business. Success lies in the middle of the table. Success is not going to jump into your lap. The opportunity is there for those who want to embrace it. You only need one good idea to change your outcome. One good idea can give you inspiration and take you to the next level. If something is holding you back, let it go. There is no point on holding on to something that weighs you down. Cut anything from you that is dragging you down. Take action. Your attitude reflects in your work habits and in your results. The plant is always in the seed. Forgive yourself. Don't dwell on past mistakes. Correct what needs correction and move on. The key to more sales is more prospecting. The key to more sales is more demonstrations. Get in front of more people. Be humble. Do not grow too long for your cot. Humble yourself in service. In time, you will be honored. Courage is a requirement for success. The successful cultivate it. The successful embrace courage. Those who fail avoid courage at all cost. Reinvent yourself whenever you need a refreshment in your life. Whenever you need to start again, reinvent yourself one good idea can give you the inspiration to change something that makes you excited about what you are doing and the way that you are doing it. One idea can give you the breakthrough you need. Stop wasting your own time. What is your directive? What do you want? Why are you still here? Why are you alive? Is it just to survive? Is it just to pay the bills? Have a higher calling. Have a noble purpose with your time and with your life and with your talents that God gave you. Let your work be your worship. Master your craft. Operate with authority and with integrity. Prospects want to feel safe. Trust is the key. Manage yourself better. Get the most out of your potential. The past does not matter as much as the future. The present is where your attention and your energy should be. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is poverty. Let your work shine so bright people can no longer ignore you. Be virtuous. Work with integrity. Work with conviction. Work with authority. Work on your consistency. Be consistently good and hardworking. Find your own joy again. Be excited. Find something to be excited about. Choose to be energetic. Momentum is key to success. Without momentum, success is implausible. Without the first step, success is implausible. Take baby steps. Look to yourself for solutions. You are already maximally blessed. You have all you need to make a success. You have health, you have talents, you have opportunity, you have a support structure, you have faith. Respect yourself. This means you take care of yourself, what you eat. Check out the carnivore way of eating. It helped me a lot. What media you consume and how much you consume of it will determine how much time you waste. How much you work and how much you pray, etc. It all comes back to respecting your vessel. You are your own vessel that will drive you to success. How much are you respecting your vessel? Progress is success. If you feel you do not make progress, you will feel frustrated. So for you to feel successful, you need to feel like you are winning. You need to feel like you are progressing. You need to feel like you are contributing, advancing, that you are making a difference. That's why keeping good records of your demonstrations and sales are very important. Your stats are very important for your motivation and to keep your mind focused on the end. You are not perfect. Do Do not pretend to be perfect. You are not a robot. You are a human being trying your best, and that is enough. Have a great life philosophy. You need to have a great life philosophy before life happens. Only the great ones have a worked out life philosophy. The rest of the people are just in reaction mode most of the time. Principles are what will guide you through life, but you need to do deep work on yourself. Design a good life philosophy that can sustain and support you when life happens to you. You are not immune to life. No one is. Stand up and take responsibility. Be in the top 5% of people in the world. 95% of people blame and cower away. The top 5% choose to accept self-responsibility and embrace massive positive action in a timely fashion. Be the hero of your own story. Have courage. Choose to be brave. Embrace massive action. What gifts are you giving yourself today? Happiness, character, courage, confidence, consistency, integrity, massive action. What do you bring to the table? What you bring to the table is what you will take away also. Choose to bring joy, peace, love, and hard work. Reclaim your life. Reclaim your finances. Reclaim your purpose. Reclaim your youth. Reclaim your opportunity. Reclaim your faith. Mediocrity is not rewarded. Mediocrity is the road to poverty. Mediocrity is frowned upon. The business that you are in will work if you work. You cannot consistently sow without reaping success. If you sow consistently, you will reap a harvest inevitably. A mistake is only a mistake if it stays a mistake. If you want something done, do it yourself. Nobody can do it as you need it to be done. This is not a game. Enthusiasm is your faith in action. Thank you for listening to the Inspirational Excellence podcast number 1. I'm Kobus Kriel signing off. You can find me on Twitter at Kobus Kriel 6. That is Kobus Kriel 6 on Twitter. Have a blessed day.